We heard earlier in the programme about the concerns of the Ukrainian MP about continued American support for their war against Russia. The US aid is being held up by Republicans in Congress over demands on reforming immigration law. I've been speaking to US political correspondent for The Hill in Washington, Julia Manchester, about the year ahead in American politics. First, any sign that the aid to Ukraine will be signed off on soon?
I wouldn't say there's any sign that it's going to be signed off soon. Right now, there's a divide in the Senate and the House about, you know, how to handle this aid to Ukraine. Democrats are very much on board. For the most part, Senate Republicans are as well. However, in the House, there's a lot of skepticism about Ukraine and, you know, delivering that aid to them. So you have Republicans looking to tie this to the situation at the southern border and essentially saying that there needs to be aid included to the situation at the southern border here in the U.S. in order for there to be aid to Ukraine. So, you know, once they are able to get that deal worked out in Congress, we'll obviously have more of a clearer idea about what it looks like for Ukraine in terms of the aid.
Julia, it's such a big year ahead in American politics. The whole world will be watching this presidential election. What's the timetable? When does it all kick off?
Well, it's all kicking off in about 2 weeks in Iowa. So those are the Iowa caucuses. It's the first in the nation presidential contest. And then just a week or so later, that'll be the New Hampshire primary. But, you know, things could wrap up by the time we get to Iowa in an unofficial way. Donald Trump has been the clear front runner for quite some time now in Iowa, leading by double digits, not only in Iowa, but across the board in New Hampshire as well, the other primary states and nationally. So, you know, we'll go through the primary contest calendar, and you know that'll last probably through the middle of the spring, and then we'll get to the summer. There will be sort of a lull period, and then whoever the two nominees are, and it looks like it's going to be Trump and Biden when you look at the polls, but then you know, once we get out of summer into fall, that's when the real general election campaign will begin.
And how distracted will Donald Trump be if he is the candidate by his court appearances?
You know, that's a good question because you could say he is distracted. He could be distracted. But at the same time, he and his campaign will use these court appearances as campaign events. So in a way, he won't be distracted. And we've seen him do this. You know, his base gets very riled up by the idea of, you know, seeing him, you know, being the victim of a political and legal establishment in the U.S. and that he's the victim of this witch hunt. So they've, in a sense, turned these appearances, whether it's him going to court or getting a mugshot taken, into some sort of a campaign resource in an effort to bolster himself in the polls. And it works with Republican voters. So I think that's what we can expect to see them doing going forward. And on top of that, it is free media attention. So while you have the rest of the Republican primary field paying money to put ads on television and, you know, on digital, et cetera, Donald Trump doesn't need that. He can just do these appearances naturally.
That was US political correspondent for The Hill in Washington, Julia Manchester, casting an eye on the year ahead in American politics.